2 weeks ago, really examine yourself before you start correcting someone else. Last week's RFL, there is no reality, so get their reality. Their reality, perceptions, recollections, their evaluations are completely independent of yours. It need not threaten you. Just get it, and then many problems will go away. Today, you really need to be heard because there's something that they are not getting. Your boss or kid, your partner or coworker or a staff member really doesn't get you and what you see, and you need them to get it. So how do you get heard? First, remember that there is no single reality, and then you'll be much less likely to convey the impression that you think you are right and they are wrong. You won't send the message that they're wrong or stupid or mean or immoral. Obviously, if you have sought first to understand, then you should have created a sense in them that they're understood and their viewpoint is accepted. There is a scientifically observable, deep, human, animal tendency toward reciprocity. If I am warm and friendly, you will most naturally tend to reciprocate. By contrast, if I sneer at you on the road, you'll react defensively. It's so obvious, but we forget its power. Now, if things have been tense with someone, then one great listening session where you really get them will not clear away all their defensiveness, and it will take as much care in speaking, maybe more, as in listening. Here are the 5 essential practice points which I believe will do no harm to you or them and very likely allow you to get your message through. 1. Don't say anything until you can honestly say to yourself that you are sharing your perspective to enlarge them, not diminish them. If your objective is to minimize, chastise, shame, win, get retribution, etc., don't waste your time. Things will only get worse. This means, of course, checking in with your depths and being really honest with yourself. If you pass this test, then you move on to 2. Tell them that you have a viewpoint you would like to share that you think might be beneficial for them. Not that you want to tell them something. Not that there's something you think they need to know or should know. Simply that you would like to share something you've observed, felt, or thought. With these words, you're speaking in the first person, not for the whole team or for everyone or for a lot of people. Such collective language threatens in the most evolutionary way that every boy and girl experienced on the playground. Nobody wants to be ganged up on. So resist the need to bring others into the battle and restrict yourself to what you have seen, observed, or thought. 3. Ask whether they are open. For example, you could say, "Can I share something with you? Is this a good time? Or are you interested in hearing this perspective that can help you?" 4. Stop now. Make sure you do have their permission, that they have said yes. And if you don't have permission, then ask if there's a time you might offer your perspective. Even if it's your staff person or teenager, seek permission and respect their answer. There's great power in modeling a way of respect. Then if you have their permission, 5, share your perspective with one objective, one outcome. To have them understand you. This takes a real yin-yang of strength yet suppleness. Strength, because as we saw in the first point, you are or should only be sharing this perspective because it will enlarge their view. You must know you are not attacking, not trying to diminish them. So you don't need to get defensive, but you also don't need to totally quit if you get resistance. Instead, you may have to soften to be supple in the nonverbals as you reiterate that you're not trying to say you're right and they're wrong. Hopefully your softness keeps them from getting hard and defensive. Yet the suppleness is to remain strong out of your conviction that you're sharing a perspective that might broaden their view. Because you don't need to be right, you can walk away no matter how they respond. Hopefully they've gained a new perspective. Or after you leave, they might get it when it's safe to admit that you were right or at least had a helpful perspective for them. At a minimum, you will do no harm to them or you if you keep your disciplined humility, speaking and listening in a way that demonstrates that you know you don't have a corner on the market of knowledge and truth. With such strength and suppleness and humility, you lead with your best self.